Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Yo, let's talk about it.
You guys.
Come on.
It's the last episode before Heath moves.
This is my last LA. Well, they're going to be recorded in
LA. And also, to them, nothing's happening.
Right. This is my last.
Time being an Angeleno.
That's true.
There we are. There
what?
You're going to be there a Nashvillian. Is that what it is?
Oh.
Nashvillian.
I know.
Nashinator.
A Nasher. A big fat
or
Nasher.
Tennessean? I don't know.
It's my last time renting in LA.
I mean.
Not sad.
Oh. Well, I'm not
How
sad.
How are you feeling?
I feel good. It's been a lot of packing. You don't realize until you're like. Because you do all your, like, pre-packing before you move, and then you, like, start putting stuff on the truck, and you're like, where does it keep coming from? How do I keep getting more and more stuff to put in boxes? It's just, like, a lot of just trinkets.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't think about pens and just, like, that type of, like, office supplies. Like,
paperclips.
Damn.
But you don't want to throw them away because you're going to need them, but you're also, like, the last thing you want to do is pack. That.
But I do pack it in by drawers, right? So you, like when you said pen, in my head, I thought about my junk drawer. Mm-hmm. I don't like split that up. I take my junk drawer, I put it in one box and I close it. I know that that goes right back into
the new junk drawer.
Yeah.
Wait, oh my God. So I can't wait for you guys to pick your junk drawer because everyone has one. So like you're going to be in your kitchen and you're going to be like,
I love going into a new spot and seeing where my silverware is going to be. Like, because everybody... It calls to you.
Yeah. It does.
You just, you get the feeling, you stand in there, you kind of like turn around, you're like, this is where I want to reach.
And you know how like we usually pick? When I go to my new house, I go, where would I think?
Yeah.
If I was in someone else's house and I had to guess where the silverware was, that would
and
be
I'm
your
usually
silverware
wrong
drawer.
For other people, I
I'm
will
always
say.
Wrong for, mm-hmm. I'm like, this, nope, this, nope, yeah. this, nope.
It kind of... sucks that we didn't really get to explore and like find what felt the most homey. We only had like 2 trips out there and it was driving around. We're like, okay, I kind of like
that
it.
That is this crazy.
Nice.
Talk about spontaneous. That is really the definition of spontaneous.
So I'm nervous. Like, you know, when you like move into a home and you don't know if that is a main street because you haven't seen it at all hours of the day.
Yes.
Right? Like you might have just gone during a good time.
Yeah. Or lighting then, even. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Or
and
like
then
neighbors.
When you're living there.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then you're living there and you're like, oh my, I would have never chosen this house.
Your first night sleeping there in the middle of the night. Mwah, ha, ha, ha.
It's Zane's voice.
No, I'm gonna have
the intercom. Like,
he's trying to get you to come back.
You're trying to figure out how, like, baby, I got this house so quick. What is it? There's got to be something. It's
I can't
just too
believe
good
no
to
one
be true.
Got it before us.
Zane hires people out there to, like, mess with me
just
to try to get me to move back.
Oh, I get some, like, spirit people. Like, hey, let's come up with some fake fucking spirits in this house.
You hire somebody to egg my house every day.
Oh, that's terrible.
Don't give him any idea.
I would never.
I bologna on your car.
Oh, that I would.
I shouldn't actually say it. Actually, I will. Bologna. If you put bologna on someone's car, it rips the paint right off.
Will eat through your
wait,
paint.
Wait, what's in bologna?
I don't know.
That?
Crazy.
What does it do to your stomach?
It eats through paint.
What about spam? Are we talking all processed meats or just specifically bologna?
I just know slices of good old bologna.
Which is kind of cute because you could do like polka dots.
Uh-huh. So cute.
So cute. So I don't know.
And when it eats away a paint, what is left underneath?
It just eats it to like bare metal.
Gorgeous.
Wait, that's
like
kind of crazy.
So like a silver polka dot.
Like Silly String does that too, but that's more chemically. Like you don't eat Silly String. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Mm. I'm imagining that juice, like the juice that the bologna's in, like the bologna water. I love bologna.
Oh my God. Okay. Eat as a kid.
Imagine this like Wonder Bread, like the bread that gets stuck on the roof of your mouth.
Yep.
Bologna.
Fried bologna sandwiches.
Mayo.
Fried?
Smack. Ooh. You never had fried bologna?
No.
So take goat frying pan, slice a bologna, slap it in
that
there.
That sounds like, and then, my heart is burning
when
already.
It become, when it lifts starts up bubbling, in the middle,
it starts doing the little pepperoni cup.
Yeah, wait, oh my God.
And then ketchup.
Oh.
On bread?
White bread.
Uh-huh. Toasted?
Fried bologna, nope.
Oh.
Fried bologna, raw. And then just drizzle ketchup.
My mom would do that with a fried egg on top too.
Ooh,
an
that
egg
sounds
sandwich,
so
yeah.
Do they sell crustless bread here? Like, can you buy a loaf of crustless bread? Because it just
like an uncrustable?
Yeah, uncrustable, but literally it's cut off. It's like a perfect square. They don't sell that in a package, right?
I think it would just get dry on the outside and it would turn into a new crust.
Wait, so when you said Wonder Bread, I thought about the bread that we found in Ibiza. They sell packages just like regular bread, but it's crustless. And it was so good.
It?
What?
They cut the...
It, I don't know.
They
it
was must just, because
it was a perfect square.
Was it a slice of bread or was it a loaf of bread?
It was like a loaf of bread like what we have, but just
like a cube.
Imagine it
they
square.
Just cut the, they cut the crust off.
Yeah, but it was pretty perfect. It was like, but it's big. It's not small. It's big.
Were you guys
big
like,
crustless bread?
Were you big anti-crust?
I am still
when
today.
Growing up?
Yeah, I would always like rip off the top. But then I'd eat the usually
the top is the like top, the worst, it just it tastes too crusty.
Yeah. I always liked the crust, but yeah, the end caps.
The butts.
And you know what? Shout out to my dad. My dad would always eat.
No, he didn't.
Can't waste it. If it was toast, I would be more willing. But as a sandwich,
did he like it or did he not like it?
I think he did it for us.
Oh.
I think he knew we would never eat it.
Okay, so just toss it out and buy new bread. What?
Well, you don't.
That's
waste
a sandwich
it.
Right there, baby.
I was gonna say though, your life is about to become like eating the outsides of sandwiches.
I will never. No. Absolutely not.
Because I watch all the mommy vloggers, and it's like their lunches are made up of just like leftovers after the kid is done. Wait, I want to look this up.
Okay, but I keep seeing. Like, I'm on mom TikTok now.
Obsessed.
The amount of people that are eating food that their baby sucked on and slobbered, and it's just this, like it would be like if a baby gummed it, and then it would fall out of the mouth, and I've seen the parents pick it up and eat it. I'm like, that I can't
you
do.
Know, Heath, you know I, what? I wouldn't mind. Like my baby is literally, it's my baby.
It's
I wouldn't,
your saliva it's that my, you gave it's your, to them,
it's,
yeah.
It's your saliva.
Maybe, like, maybe when the time comes, but when I see those videos, I'm like,
whoa. No, it's it's crazy. Even like when I, like when parent, like it's gross to us when like a baby like pukes on like their parent. It's not really gross to them because it's, again, it's your baby. Like you don't
there's
like see it like
there's gonna be a time where you're like, and then you're gonna realize you did it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're right.
But let's roll the intro.
Oh,
Big Daddy.
Mm-hmm. Hit it.
I'm Eve.
I'm Remy.
I'm Alicia.
Oh. Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to Basically Unfiltered. I'm Remy.
I'm Alicia.
I'm Zane.
And I'm a father.
He's a father.
How you doing?
He's and a Tennessean.
Yeah, I got a couple more days. I think it's 3 more days until I fly out.
Yeah, but like right now, you're out there. You've been out there for 3 weeks.
It's also
mentally,
just, yeah.
I'm in Tennessee.
It's crazy that we're going to come back next week with an episode. You're going to be here. And like to them, nothing changed. You know
so
what I mean?
Weird.
To our wonderful listeners.
Oh,
which,
yeah. And you'll be here and you're going to tell us all about Tennessee. But like it's going to seem like
crazy.
You're here for a week.
It's going to go by so quickly, but also so slowly in the same way.
It's so insane. I was thinking about it because, like, obviously, like, I've talked to Zane about this for so many years. I'm like, oh, 4 more years. I'll do, like, 3 more years. Then it was like, okay, we're moving in 2 years. Then it was 1, and now it's in a couple days. It's just, it's weird that the time is finally here.
Yeah. It's crazy.
It's just really hard to wrap my
head around. Oh, I know we completely smoothed by it when I said, oh, I'm not sad. I'm not sad because I'm sad.
he's had that thought.
It's yeah.
I didn't even pick up on that. Yep. Speak your truth.
Yes. I'm not sad because I'm seeing Heath way more than I ever did in LA.
We were roommates.
Yeah. I think this is going to be the most I'll be seeing you since the Denny house.
Yeah.
Or no, sorry.
The apartment. The apartment.
Cling apartment.
Since we're roommates, pretty much. Since we're roommates.
And they were roommates.
And they were roommates.
Wait, that's exciting.
Yeah. From morning to night, he'd be sleeping in my house.
I also feel
We're going to be working out together.
Zane, when you live with Zane, he likes to come up in your bed and just like cuddle and want to watch TV.
Every time I'm knocking on Danielle's door, I'm like, Danielle. And she's like, get out. That's I was so like, sweet. You can't live under my roof and just like ignore me the whole day. No. No.
Are you ready for this?
You know
I'm
what I mean?
I'm having second thoughts.
I want a Patreon vlog of like a 24 hour.
What it's like living with
Zane. Yeah, I want to know.
No,
I'm
not too much. But like,
we didn't
when
say
it's
you
like,
were too much.
When it's like.
You're projecting.
I'm not projecting.
It's going to be cool though, because I'm going to have like my little closet set up there.
Oh,
and I'm excited
that's so
to
nice.
Only fly with a backpack.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like I want to come with my Diddy bag.
Wait, what do you mean? Oh, because you have clothes. Because
I'm gonna leave clothes at the house. It's gonna be set up.
You're gonna have four outfits and you just cycle through them every month.
Oh boy, no. You're gonna have the same outfits on the show.
That's fine.
You should sure
do.
That would
the same
that'd
thing
be funny.
Day.
Everybody'd be like, oh, he's it's red shirt day. Like make it
that's
a thing.
That's all you need. That's all you need.
You have Zane's closet.
Yeah.
True. Oh yeah, you can borrow my stuff.
I'll go shopping in there.
That's true. That's true.
Also, I feel like it's going to bring you guys so much closer because it's so much more intentional time and also like so much time outside of work. Outside of work and work conversations.
Yeah, it's gonna be really nice to just like hang out.
Yeah. I know you struggle though with non-work conversations. Like, why have conversations if you're not
He's
working?
Just going to be wanting to talk
no,
about business
no, all
the
no, time. I said over phone calls.
Over phone calls. Okay, good.
FaceTime, I'm just like, what? Is it about business?
I just know because there's so many movies that Zane wants me to watch that I know we're going to be able to like stay up and watch TV and hang out, have movies.
The top 100 movies just came out from New York Times.
Oh,
so
what was number one?
Number one was Parasite.
Oh, wow, thank you.
Number one.
Thank you. That's really exciting. It was a beautifully done movie.
Done movie. What was number two? I forget.
I don't remember. I never saw any of them.
Oh, you know what? It was like Parasite. Mulholland Drive or something.
That's right.
Yeah, but yeah. Yeah.
Pretty crazy.
Because I'm a big movie buff, you know?
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Have you seen the Bong Joon-ho movie on the train with Chris Evans? I don't think it's called...
The movie's called On the Train with Chris Evans?
No, it's the movie, they're on a train and it's Chris Evans.
On the train?
And then he's like, it's the trains are like starting from like the... poor people all the way up to like the really, really wealthy.
Oh, Snowpiercer.
Is it Snowpiercer?
Yeah.
It's
a show, I thought. It's a movie?
It's a movie.
Oh.
Really good show. Is it Snowpiercer?
It's something.
It is. Great movie, everyone. You should watch that one.
Okay, I always see it and I'm like, I don't want to get into that show.
You should watch it. It's just a movie.
Show.
Watch
okay.
it.
I'll do it.
Your research here.
Absolutely. Heath. I wanted to tell you, I got this invite to an event, but it's in San Diego, so I'm like, nope.
We'll fly across the world, but won't go to San
right?
Diego
for 2 days in Ibiza.
No, it's like a couple hour event. Like you're not going to San Diego is like fucking 2.5 hours away. You don't drive all the way for.
Okay, but what's the event?
But anyways, it's an event for this like show that's coming out. But the performer that they have there is Steel Panther.
No way.
Yeah.
I sang with them on stage. They invited me up.
During Rock of Ages?
No, so I...
Wait, when? That day?
It was like the next week after the surprise. They happened to have a show here. And you didn't go to the show?
We did go to the show. I don't remember you on stage. You
brought
me
up on stage.
Were you in a red flannel?
They're kind of like a parody 80s hair band.
Oh, cool.
Like, they have their own original songs, and they are full-blown, like, 80s glam, but they, like, don't take themselves seriously.
Okay.
The songs are kind of, like, funny. They're, like, kitschy.
Okay.
Is it giving, like, Tom Sandoval and the whatevers?
Tom Sandoval and the whatevers.
Is that the band?
They sing?
No. It's just, like, those types of bands, you know?
Oh, I don't know them.
I don't either. Clearly.
But yeah. And one time they were in our apartment, in my bedroom, performing. Mm-hmm. In my bedroom. Is crazy.
They serenaded me.
Are they like really big?
No. No, they're not. That's why
it's so surprising that they would be there.
Very, very, very niche. But they're awesome. They're so funny. What?
Maybe they've gotten bigger.
No.
Oh, the event like makes sense. Of why, like,
yes, it makes sense. Okay. And their songs are like fun.
It's for like Got to Be Hairspray.
Yeah.
Like that would be the vibe.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah,
big
yeah.
hair. Yeah. Okay.
But it's really like, it's just so funny that they're performing at this like event.
That's cool.
So funny.
Wish I was going.
Yeah. I can send you the invite. It's at July 26th.
I fly in just for that.
And the other one is Foxy Shazam, which I love them too, but I feel like a lot of people don't know who they are either.
Mm-mm.
I like underground people.
Oh, he's different.
Yeah.
I'm not like most girls.
Oh, it's for the show Peacemaker. The DC studio show. The one with what's his face? The big guy, the big wrestler. I forget his name.
Speaking of
Dave Bautista?
No, he used to be on TV, which he was too.
The Rock?
Not The Rock. The other Rock. What's his John Cena?
Oh, I love John Cena.
John Cena, he's in this show.
Okay.
Peacemaker. He's Peacemaker.
Come here.
Also, we did get an update. Ash was not in room 1028.
No, she was in room 1026. So she was exactly up and one over.
No, yeah. that call could have been made at 1026.
Or maybe, you know how like hotels don't have a floor 13?
Yeah.
Maybe they don't have a 1028. Maybe 1026 is the one directly above.
What if it's a double room? And extends into...
Yes.
Yeah.
I like what you're thinking.
I like that.
They probably theory. Have the door that goes in between.
I think it all coincides. I think 1028 and 1026 are very haunted numbers. And I think Ashley is... I think the spirit has gone onto you. It's lashed onto you. Now.
Oh my God. So, no, it's not. I prayed. Second, okay. Literally she was talking to someone else the next day and... They were like, oh yeah, I couldn't sleep here last night. And she was like.
They had the same thing.
They had a similar, he kept hearing knocking, all, like slamming doors.
Oh
all night.
Hell no. It was Ash running around.
No, literally, it was her running
yeah,
around.
Right?
Also, I looked into her TikTok after. I don't know why I wasn't served her videos. I follow you, I swear, Ash. But I was looking at her videos. I didn't realize she'd gone viral during this time. And also, it was crazy because I literally went home and looked like right after we spoke. One of the comments on her video of her running around and freaking out was, were you in room 928? So it's like a well-known thing.
Weird.
They said 920, let me find it, 928, or there was another room that they numbered too.
Maryland suite was like 1200 or something. That's one. But 928, that's
no,
like,
they
sorry,
said 928.
The agency had to have known this hotel was like super.
They had something against her. They're like, put her in that one.
Yeah, right?
Poor Greer.
They're like, they knew that they were going to talk about it on TikTok. They're like, put him in.
That's wild.
Did I tell you, the... The Shining?
Yeah, but no.
Dr. Sleep.
I can't watch that shit.
So they... who is that? That's a Stephen...
Stephen King.
That's with the two twins.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
So
ooh, I got you.
The hotel that's based on is in Colorado.
Uh-uh.
And Mariah and I went to that hotel to go there to do something like for the show because they did like the...
It was for the movie Dr. Sleep.
Dr. Sleep, which was like a kind of... spinoff type thing for The Shining, and I just thought it'd be fun to go there for it. So when I was checking in, I was like, do you happen, I forget what the number room was, but I was like, is it available?
No, why?
And they laughed at me because people go there all the time to stay in this room.
It's like booked
where
out.
He came up with the idea for The Shining.
Hell no. And so, apparently, like, dresser drawers, like, do shit. Nope, no, no.
So they were like, no, it's not available, but let me just check and see. One night was available. Every single night is booked out for, like, the entire year. But the one night I happened to fly in to be there, it was open. And we got to stay in the room. It was the creepiest. The hotel is insane. Like,
nope. Where is this?
In Colorado.
Okay.
And there's like hedges that are outside that like you could see where like the inspiration was from and just the carpeting. It was so cool to be there. And then just walking around the hotel like lobby through the hallways at night. So spooky.
And you could see where like they shot. Obviously they shot the movie. Oh, that's where he got inspired by the movie. They didn't shoot it there.
That's where he wrote the whole thing because he was like, having those feelings while being there. I was like kind of spooked and sketched out, but it is like a haunted hotel.
Why was he in, like, do you know why he was in Colorado? Like,
no, I don't.
And that's the one with the twin girls that are in dresses and hold hands.
And then like the blood comes through the hallway.
Ooh.
And, but yeah, it was really, really cool and very weird that it was open that night when we went to go there.
I also always like, I feel bad, but identical twin girls scare me now after that. Like that.
So oh, much. And when they're like dressed,
when they're
the same
dressed
too.
Exactly the same, I'm always like they're cute but scary. Someone commented on her TikTok and said, "Were you in room 928 or 1200?"
1200 was the Maryland suite.
Okay,
oh, okay.
Then she was in 928.
928 was Greer's, the one that they ended up sleeping in, where the radio went off.
But she so was. Weird.
That's wild.
How do you guys feel about like old? Because you'll see it on shows a lot of times, but like older ladies that still live together and they dress exactly the same. Oh, older lady twins.
Twins.
Oh. Twins. Like older twin ladies.
I think they'll dress the same. Old, but if you're like 30, it's like.
But the thing is that they were like that their whole life though, because they had to have been 30 years old doing that, right? Or you don't think
they probably did it their whole life? Do you think there's like really like twin telepathy?
Yeah,
where they can.
I do.
There's some crazy stuff that I definitely think that they would feel something or some energy.
I think they have the same thought process because they just have the same like.
I feel like they could sense when the other's in danger if they're not around.
You see me, I don't.
That's a thing.
I don't think, I don't believe that. I do think they think the same though. Like, I think they both look at something and they'll both like. If you showed them both something, they're both either going to like it or both of them
same
not like
reaction.
It. Same reaction. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't think it's like, oh my God, I can feel it. They're in danger. I think it's just like something feels a little off.
Mm-hmm. Almost like a mother's instinct.
Yeah,
type.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's just like a weird chilling kind of thing.
Yeah.
I feel like there's like an energy or a wavelength that you can't see, feel, you have no idea, but it's around and it's just like
you can't ignore it.
They like get some sort of vibration or energy that travels. I definitely think there's something.
What about
that,
triplets? Same thing.
Don't even get me started.
Triplets. It'd be nice to have triplets just to get them all out at the same time.
Yeah.
Or Kate plus eight. Imagine having eight fucking babies come out.
Nope.
She had six. She had two. It was one set of twins and then a set of sextuplets, which was
but
six.
But there was Octomom.
Octomom
had eight, yeah.
How big was she?
She wasn't even like big,
massive,
wide.
Massive.
She was like long. Like same with Kate Gosselin too. It went out like to like here, and it's just it looks it's crazy. I gotta show you a photo because never.
How are they walking around?
That would be so.
Was that on TLC?
Mm-hmm.
I think so.
My like, back would be.
But she was
fucked.
Inseminated, right? Octomom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Kate Gosselin also was like through IVF or something like that happened.
Because I'm like, that's wild.
Six is fucking insane. Is six, eight. Eight is the most, right? That a woman has ever had.
That's like a litter.
It's puppies.
That's crazy.
That's a litter.
So
honestly,
crazy.
Like big.
That
but
to me.
Actually,
they're really little.
How do you fit eight babies in?
But they're probably all like 5
They're all
pounds.
Really small. Because usually when you're pregnant with twins, you or like more than one, they usually come out a little smaller.
And they're all okay. The kids.
Yeah.
Oh, I gotta show you. We got a ultrasound picture update. And our little guy in the photo is like this. Flexing, you can see his whole bicep. I was like, I literally thought of Zayn. I was like, oh my, he's just sitting here like this.
Wait, that's so cute. Oh my,
what if he becomes a
bodybuilder? Wait, that's cute.
He takes after his mama.
Yeah. Wow.
Takes after his uncle.
How sweet. Wow. Also, I just looked it up. The sextuplets are 21 now. Wow. Which is crazy.
That's insane.
We're old as fuck.
Octomom and her kids. That's crazy. I don't even know when that was. It probably was a while ago. But that's crazy.
Wasn't there like some drama with Octomom and like a lawsuit or something?
I do remember there was some
with the doctor.
Something that was not good.
Or something against her.
The kids were suing each other like in the
I think that's so weird. When you have a huge family like that, you're able to like pick and choose which siblings you like and like don't like, and you kind of like have favorites.
Yeah, you're like
I have one brother.
So like, unspoken.
That's my brother.
Yeah.
Are you talking about like the kids?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the parents.
It is just like even just like big families in general. It
like
is
when
really
you have
crazy.
That many siblings, you could be like, oh, that's my favorite. Like we're like
yeah,
just naturally closer to.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know she had six kids beforehand.
What?
Octomom did?
Uh-huh.
Oh my god.
I raised 14 kids on my own.
Oh!
She already had six kids when she welcomed octuplets in 2009.
You gotta be rich as fuck.
I would lose them.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
What's our takes on child leashes?
Like the backpack leash?
Yeah.
Where?
Let's say at the mall.
Mall, it's easy to keep an eye. I feel like you wouldn't need it.
Yeah.
Amusement park could be different. They get excited. They're running around. They see some, like, you know, character over there. They want to just dart.
Yeah.
Okay. Leash. Or AirTag?
Leash. Because like an AirTag, AirTags are not that spot on.
Oh, I was just thinking if I feel like there's a lot of people who are anti-leash, but then it's like, well, would you track your kid? I'm not, like, I don't know what I personally think, but it is interesting. And it depends on the kids too.
I probably would want to track my kid if I wasn't with the kid.
Like have their location.
I think an age. I think like children are okay, but if your kid's like 17, I'd be like,
little weird. Yeah.
Let them have their privacy.
No AirTag?
I don't think at that age. I would feel a little uncomfortable.
You put an AirTag on your 17
year old? I would
it in their backpack.
Here's the thing. I used to be really against child leashes because I think they're insane, but I can imagine now as an adult, if I had a crazy kid who was always running, in a very public setting, boom. I might not hate it.
I don't think I would ever have one.
Okay.
But if I saw one at a theme park, I would be like, okay.
You probably, yeah, you're like,
and also, okay. It like depends on how many kids you got with you too, right? If you got one, I think like your eye is pretty much always on the kid. But if you got like five, and like you literally like you can't
like a dog walker who's got the leash that splits out into five different, and they're just kind of like running.
You're not gonna have leashes on all five, right? You're gonna have it maybe on like the craziest one.
Okay. Well, also like I don't think one person should go to an amusement park with five kids in general. Like exactly. have some help for sure.
Exactly.
Back to the lawsuits. So apparently the doctor, his license was revoked because he. Was revoked due to his handling of her IVF treatment, which resulted in the birth of the octuplets, but he had done 12 embryos.
Mm.
So what?
He did 12 embryos at once, 8 stuck.
So she sued the doctor?
His license was revoked, but then she says she regrets not suing him, but then later she ended up suing Kaiser Permanente because of HIPAA violations. So I guess her medical records got out. So they were fined $250,000 for the privacy breaches.
She was not trying to have that many.
I don't know.
But it sounded like the doctor was doing that many. So what, maybe one worked, but instead eight ended up.
Yeah, it says he committed gross negligence by transferring an excessive number of embryos, 12. She was 33 at the time.
Why would There's a world.
Could have.
Yeah, why? But world. Why? But that's why would
sometimes
he do
you don't. It's not like a guaranteed success rate that it will stick. And like, wow.
Oh my God. No. So it says you can only. The recommended number is one embryo for patients under 35, one or two between 35 and 37. At most, three embryos for patients between 38 and 40, and he did 12.
Wow.
And she was in the first category, right? She was
33. Yeah, she was 33. Yeah. So she should have only had one. So she regrets not suing him.
Imagine imagine being pregnant with 12 babies. 12 babies.
Wouldn't work.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't even imagine, you know, going through the process. If it was difficult to have a child and you're going through that and you're expecting that you would have, you know, one maybe, and then all of a sudden you find out that the guy did that.
Yeah.
And now.
Yeah, I would say too. That's true. The financial burn is fucking insane.
Wow.
You literally, you have to be eight babies at once. You have to be rich at that point. Also, you have to need a lot of money.
It's not just having bills alone.
Then it's like birthdays, college, Christmas, like everything's the same. I had cars, everything.
Cars.
Obviously you wouldn't have like
I wouldn't say cars is a priority, but like food, bro, that's so much money in groceries.
Yeah. School supplies alone.
Yeah. Insane.
Wow.
That financial aid, you're going to have to be working for that financial aid. The school, what is that, FAFSA?
FAFSA.
Yeah, hope to God that FAFSA comes in for all eight.
All 14. There's six other 14. ones too.
Insane. I remember crazy. When my FAFSA money came in, my God, in the thousands. I was seeing Chester coming in for $2,800, $3,000.
Okay.
I'm fucking loaded, baby.
How did that work? You could only put it towards books though, right? Like, is that...
I didn't put it towards
like it
books.
Was like
it
a
was
credit?
Off my tuition. It was like a credit.
Okay.
Yeah.
At my school, people would get like checks. I think you were supposed to spend it on certain things, but I don't think everybody
you would.
Did.
So you would spend it. You would spend your own money on books and then you'd get that check back. But I remember that check being much more than what I spent my money on books.
I think mine was... I remember online it just like... It was just automatically...
Mine just came as a check after I bought the book, like months after. Ours would come late. Oh.
I couldn't remember if it was the FAFSA or like Florida. It was two
different ones. There was one that was called Bright Futures, one that was called FAFSA. It was different, different checks. And I think I applied for both. I'd get both checks in.
Hell yeah.
He's like, I'm rich.
I took advantage of the system.
Okay, drinks on him.
Oh my goodness.
When you first got your first credit card, were you like, it's free money?
No, I always understood like credit cards like work like that.
No, I always
financial aid.
No, because I used a debit card for years. I used a debit card until I realized I couldn't buy a fucking car.
Because you had no credit.
I had no credit.
Good credit, bad credit, no credit. You could find a dealership, man. Yeah,
nobody told me about it. And nobody told me that I needed to grow my credit score to buy a car. Yeah. Nobody. It's crazy.
So true. Like, I always grew up being told never to, like, rely on credit cards.
Spend what you have.
If you want something, you save up and you buy it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then that bit me in the ass later in life.
They also say you should never fully pay off your credit card just so you're still paying something, because otherwise your like credit can go really low.
It's so stupid. That's so just to get you to pay more interest.
Mm-hmm. Insane.
It's such a scam.
Yeah.
No, you shouldn't pay it off. Why? That's the whole point.
It makes
point.
No sense. It really doesn't make
so
any sense.
So stupid. I would like to pay it off now. Well, you're going to get penalized for it.
Meanwhile, this country is how many trillion in debt?
Yeah.
And you're going to penalize me?
For helping?
No. For paying it
for
too quickly?
For stimulating the economy?
You're going to penalize me for paying it too fast?
Insane.
When you can't even pay it.
We That's just hit, what, bullshit. Trillion or something?
Mm. Yeah.
And like you should be rewarded for paying more.
That's right.
Yes.
Like when I pay my Apple card, I only can pay a certain amount. If I pay more, I don't get rewarded, but I get penalized. It's so weird.
BS. I don't get it. I hate it.
My credit score goes higher if I pay the lower amount.
Burn
every
the
month.
System. Burn it. I'm done.
Death to all of them.
Mm-hmm.
In other news, I skipped my therapy this morning, mostly because I knew I wanted to sleep. I felt bad. I normally like let her know ahead of time, and I didn't. I kind of felt bad. I know.
Last minute cancellation?
I didn't cancel because I never confirmed, but I definitely like could have texted and I didn't.
Can you describe your therapist a little bit? Like, is she, it's a girl, right?
Mm-hmm. Zane wants to date her.
Yeah, right. Is she
taking clients?
Does it feel like you're talking to a friend, or does it feel more like you're talking to like a doctor? Does it feel like you're talking to like a... Like,
does it ever feel like she doesn't care? Where you're like, are you even listening to me?
No, but what I love is like she doesn't know influencer world. So like sometimes that's I have nice. To explain things and it's so
oh,
nice.
Oh, that's a little... Oh, you like that?
Yes, because it brings me back to earth so easily when she's like... Like she gets it more now, but mm-hmm. yeah, it's just... It's... I mean, how would you describe it? It's... I like that she doesn't really know the world. Because it sounds even more stupid when it comes out of my mouth.
Here's the thing. More recently, I realized, you don't have to talk the entire hour. The way that I was just, then I figured it was this. And then anyways, it was after that. And then, oh my God, you would never believe
this. They do a lot of talking?
Well, I wouldn't let her. Cal literally overheard. Oh. I would not let her get a word in edgewise, but I'd be like, I feel so much better now. Thank you.
Bro, like, you didn't get any advice from her. It was just more...
Just a vent session.
I'm not kidding. Cal like overheard. No, Cal overheard a session. He was like, he's like, I love you, but you don't have to talk the whole time. I was like, oh. And let me tell you, I've been therapized.
Okay. You walked out. Oh my God, that was so great, honey.
But like, honestly, I've learned, I don't know if this is just because we've been vlogging for so long, but the wedding really taught me this too. I process, like mentally process things through talking. Mm. So like, either talking to you, talking to my family, talking to Cal, talking to my dogs, talking to my camera is how I realize how I feel about something because I just talk it out loud and then I'm like, okay, and then I feel fine.
Damn, it's crazy how like complete opposite I am.
Zane, I'm the same. I feel like I am so silent.
I need to be silent.
Because I talk so much on podcasts and just like, I feel like I'm always talking because we film a lot. Mm-hmm. So when I'm not doing this, I like to just like...
Must be nice.
Just really just...
But then your brain.
I feel like almost like I save it. I save it for this because I know I'm going to be a chatterbox on here. So I'm like, let me just wait. Like I could call Zane and like tell him, but I know I'm going to tell him about something on the show or you guys. I see you guys. I'll be like, let me just...
Either before the show, after the show.
Yeah. That's so interesting. You like to just...
I just talk nonstop. But I didn't realize till recently that like I talk nonstop.
I just feel bad you were paying her when you literally just could have like...
But honestly, I could have like told you for free. Honestly, I mean, I got some really good tidbits. I have gotten some really good things. And like I have now when I'm like, I in my mind, I'm like, I keep talking. I'm like,
Is there something that only she knows?
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
No. Everyone in my life knows everything going on at all times.
I'm about to say, I feel like she's on the key funny. Uh-huh. Everybody knows.
Like, I feel like that would be like the one place where you'd be like, not like dark secrets or anything, but just be like, this person's not going to judge me.
I think I'd be like super open with my therapist. Speaking of HIPAA, it's like, this is the only person you really can be truly just.
Yeah.
Well, and there's been times where I like, I like want to say something and then I'm like, no, like whether it's embarrassment or it makes me have to like be accountable or something like that. And then instantly I go, Alicia, you were literally paying this person.
Let it out.
That's such a red flag if you can't say this to her. Like,
that's true.
Like it's for myself. You know what I mean? I'm like, what is it like? Are you scared of her judging you? Are you scared of like you facing the truth? Are you scared? Like in the end, I'm literally paying her time to listen.
Because I'm sure there's like, because narcissists are people that like will never.
Yeah.
So like imagine a narcissist having a therapy session and it's like a constant therapy session. How long does it take for the therapist to like know, oh,
I feel like
this person's not telling me everything and is lying about everything.
But here's the thing. I've dealt with narcissists who are like very much in therapy and you're like, how the hell
are they doing it? Yeah.
But I think it depends. It's obviously situational, but I do think that a narcissist will go into a therapy session and because they're lying to themselves or not even lying, because they believe something so truly in one way, they tell the therapist that
and the therapist,
their way. Yeah, and they, so like, it's obviously the therapist is only hearing one side of the story. So I do think there is a world where, and I truly do believe, I don't think, I mean, narcissism is bad, but I don't think that there it's a bad person. It's obviously like a disease where they're thinking one way. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking that disorder, yes, not a disease. And so I'm like, I think that they just truly believe this and then they're telling the therapist this. And so the therapist is just like, oh, okay. Like I believe that.
Do you think they go hand in hand with pathological liars?
I guess I
because
don't.
they believe their own lie. They just
kleptomania. Yeah. Like I think
the way that I don't know. With
I find it so fascinating.
They find an excuse for the behavior.
I always love psychology because I find it so fascinating.
Yeah.
Very fascinating.
There's people that like lie and not that they don't know they're lying, but they believe their own lies. So to them, it's just like,
yeah.
Like
justifying it. Cause any psych majors, please let us know. Cause I'm so curious. I feel like also like therapist, Remy, out right here. I feel like most therapists who have a decent amount of experience would be able to clock narcissists pretty quick, especially when it's like, well, what did this friend say about it? Or like, you know, like,
or like patterns maybe throughout the years of like, oh, they can't keep a friend. You're like, then maybe they start thinking like, oh, wait.
People who have best friends that change constantly. Mm-hmm. That's like a red flag.
Mm-hmm. That is a red flag. Mm-hmm. I feel like in that situation, it's such a waste of time for a therapist to sit there and talk and be in a session with somebody like that when it just feels like it's just a bunch of it's not a truthful session every session. So I feel like therapists would just end up letting them go. Right. And they'll be like, hey, sorry, this isn't going to work out.
I mean, as a client, like,
right? Because isn't there like, if I'm lying to my therapist every day, I feel like the therapist is not going to want to work with me anymore. Because like, okay, you're not being open. You're just like wasting our time. Even though you're paying me, but like,
I think that's a therapist with integrity though. True. I'm sure not all of them have integrity.
They just want the check. They're like, okay, say what you want.
I will say like, I dealt with a kleptomaniac allegedly at one point and it was frustrating, but at the same time also, it is another disorder. It's just like, it's sad and it makes you feel bad. And so I think to what you were saying, it's just, I don't know. I just always was like, I was obviously like frustrated in the moment. I was really upset, but I'm like, at the same time, like, oh, I just feel badly for them. Like, I don't think they're a bad person. Mm-hmm. They can't help it.
Mm-hmm. You got to give them stuff to steal. Like, so you come up with like products.
It's like a game.
It's like, hey, this bucket you can steal from. I'll put it around the house and you pretend you're in a store and you just like steal it.
But then
I'll be the register. I'll be at the, I'll be working.
And I won't see anything.
And I won't see.
Go ahead.
I wonder if there's like ways you can really like, you know, if you love them, but like, you know, they have a big problem.
Go ahead.
Come to a middle. Come
make
to
it,
like
a, make it a safe space.
Make
for
it a
safe
space.
Oh no, look,
for
I forgot this money on my table. I'm going to go out for lunch real quick.
Just fake money everywhere. Oh, it's for him. It's for him. And you can only.
I know. I'm curious. I'm like, is that exposure therapy? Is that like getting to the root of like why they have like the
enabling
urge to do? Like, you know what I'm just so curious how.
There's a new thing I keep seeing on TikTok now. Rejection therapy. People
what is
are
that?
Loving it.
What is
rejection
that?
Therapy? So they'll be going up to like a random stranger and asking them for a weird favor. There's a girl that went up to a UPS driver, a truck, was like, "Hey, can you drop me off at the end of the street?"
like purposely asking something where you know they're going to say no, so no. You get rejected to get used to feeling rejected.
Oh,
but it's in a controlled environment because you know it's not going to happen.
Just yeah. Knowing that the answer is going to be a no yeah. And just.
Does that really help, though, if you already know it's going to be a no and then you get a no?
I think it's people, the fear of rejection, like a lot of people have a fear of rejection.
Yeah.
I have that like fear of rejection. So imagine just going everywhere and constantly being rejected over just weird things. You won't be scared to like asking for
normal things. I see that. You're in a drive-thru and you know they don't serve Sundays, but you ask for it and it's still embarrassing, but it's not as embarrassing because you know. Does that make sense?
Yeah. No, I see.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it just helps people. It helps people to like be able to
imagine. They're like, yeah, get in. And then you're like, you're a stranger. And you're going to let me in the car.
Yeah.
No, you're supposed to say no. No, I'm going to go back. I'm going to come back.
Rejection therapy
no.
thing. Yeah. Please just do it again.
Here, wait, I'm going to walk back up. Let me look up other things people are doing.
I know there was one where a girl was, I forget, it was something therapy. I forget what it was, but she was just like laying out on the sidewalk. She had a towel. Tanning on a sidewalk, public side. It was like a weird, and I forget what it was she was doing, but she was putting herself out there in a very weird situation just to overcome
the people's weird looks and things, or like the police saying, "Man, you can't know.
Maybe something about like attention, like
something where maybe I think she has like anxiety or something, so she did something that's super fucking anxiety ridden to like, overcome it,
like really worrying what people think of you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like asking for a discount at a store that you know they don't give you a discount,
like walking around with no pants on.
Now that could maybe get you in trouble.
Yes, that was one too. A girl went up to a hotel and she was like, it was rejection therapy. She was like, hey, I was wondering if I could if you can give me a hotel room for half the price. And the lady was like, you know what, I'll give you a 20% discount. It was out of nowhere. And she was like, wait, wow. Really? But she was doing this knowing that
it was going to be a no.
So it's actually not helping at
all.
But it did.
The comments were saying that, no, guys, hotels, they like come up with their own prices every day.
Or maybe also help you could catch them on a good day. Wow. Now I want to ask because there is a chance.
Worst thing that can happen is no. Mm-hmm. You might get it. You might get something.
If I was working at a hotel and I never get this, and somebody just came up and was like, hey, can I get a room? I would probably give it to them because I've never received.
No, the craziest thing. You just reminded me. The craziest thing that's ever happened to me that I asked for and was given. I literally went into this like frustrated because my dad told me to. And I was like, that is literally the biggest waste of time. I had booked a flight. And it was days later, I accidentally booked the wrong date and I missed it.
Oh, you booked it a week ago. Oh, okay.
It was days ago. And I had messed up thinking my flight was the next day. But when I went to go look it up, I was like, oh, it was like 3 days past. And I just made a mistake. And my dad was like, just call. I was like, and do what?
My mom's the same.
He was like, just call. Just say you missed the flight. You didn't realize it was that day. If there's anything they could do. I was like, that's literally the biggest waste of time. Why would I ever do that? They don't care.
That's such a weird mistake because most people would not miss their flight like that and call and be like, hey, I fucked up on this. It's so rare.
And I literally was like looking at him like this. I'm like, this is so stupid. I explained what happened. The lady was like, oh, I'm so sorry that happened. So what day do you want it to be on? I was like, I thought it was going to be for the next day. Tomorrow. And she was like, oh yeah, no problem. Let me just transfer the credit from that for you missing the flight. And I literally got to change the day.
Can I ask what airline it was?
JetBlue.
Okay. So they know, they can see how many times you've flown with JetBlue too. So if it's an airline that you fly with all the time, you're loyal. They're going to see, okay, he's never missed a flight. This definitely was a mistake.
I will say though, I feel like our parents' generation, like they're just like, oh, you call. Cause like, that's what they just did anytime there were issues with things. Where with us, we'll Google, then we'll get embarrassed. And we're like,
oh I love a customer service chat with someone.
Oh, I
love a customer. I love, you go to like customerservice.com or whatever it is. And you type in, like they have a customer service number for every single.
Oh wait, it's called what? Customer service.
You, like, if you Google like customer service number for whatever company, there's there's a website that gives you the number for everyone. And I love, I'm not like a Karen at all, but I just love chatting. I'm like, I'm so sorry this. Or whatever, and they're so nice.
Oh my God.
There is times where I like to, like I'll call the hotel instead of like booking online. I don't know. I just want to chat. I just want to see, hey, what can I get?
Lonely. Just wanted to feel something. them today.
A companionship.
Oh, fun. My God. But we have a joke in our family that my mom always gets what she wants for that exact reason. She's always just like, hi, excuse me. Do you think any... And then boom, like randomly discounts. And I'm just like, what the hell? Like, how do you get this?
So crazy.
You just gotta make one little... Just make one little joke. Be like, how are you doing? Good? Mm-hmm. Ooh, that sounds fun. Okay. And give her a little... And then boom, you just get a 20% discount on your fucking room.
My dad always says it. He actually said it today. He's like, squeaky wheel gets the oil. It's and I'm true. Like, you know what?
Wait, say that again.
The squeaky wheel gets the oil.
But
and I'm like, you know what?
Unless it you're a does. Karen.
I was going to say, there's a fine line. You have to be polite and you have to be nice. Yeah. And then
I think it also is like just respecting that it's a person. Like the amount of people who are like, oh my God. It's like crazy how some people treat.
It's crazy how like just... there's been just so many videos of people on airplanes lately. I've seen six in the past like week and a half. They're just screaming at everybody. They're screaming at the flight attendants.
Can
just...
I say something? Sorry.
No, no, you're good. No, I'm done. I'm done. That was it.
I've been interrupting so much this whole episode. Good. I'm all for the bit and I'm all for content, but something I am so against that we need to take action to get removed and like, this needs to be illegal to do are those damn fake airplane skits.
Oh my.
I hate them.
Okay, wait. No, wait. No, stop. No. I like them. Why? Because there is something.
Because he believes it.
No. I know exactly. As soon as I see it, I know immediately if it's a plane set or not.
Yeah.
Remember when I did that Candy Crush video? For Candy Crush.
The wedding.
It was the wedding video. I wanted to make it look real. There's something about it. Everybody knows it's fake.
No.
But you made it look real. And that's what's like really cool about it.
No, a lot of comments think they're real.
No, but your like that video was funny.
I think they're
it
real.
Was a skit.
But I like them.
No. But oh my God, they pissed me off so much because the fucking actors are just, I'm just like, that's not a real
fight. But wait,
fight.
Which one? Are you talking about like what like Adam W does and Unwar, because that one they're like
know.
There's a joke with it that when they do it on the
no, it's people that, like that's clearly done for
to look like
a funny skit. Like these ones are trying to pass as real.
Oh, 100%. They're from the start to finish full real
where they try to
make
you actually believe that this happened
because they
on
want
the
just viral. I like and God, I want the next ones I find I will send. I'm not kidding.
Please
they
send it to
me.
Yeah,
Zane,
I saw
really
one. I think I may have seen one, but maybe you're talking about the one I saw where I was like, I looked like, oh, that looks weird. It
and
doesn't look.
What's really annoying is they try to lean into like stereotypes almost where they make it like, it's like really distasteful. Like they're like, why would
there's just no joke with it. Like there's no joke.
They
like,
try
it's
to
just
like
a,
I think I'm confused on what we're talking about.
I'll send it to you. Okay. Like there's a specific.
People are, so it
it's
was
bad.
Or it's someone being like, that's really my bad. Mom. But you know that, you know they're actors.
This was very, very popular during 2020, during COVID. I think I did see like quite a few videos of people walking into stores without their mask on. And they would tell them, put your mask on. And you're watching, you're like, oh, this is a fake argument. Like you could tell that they're both acting, but they were trying to get like a
viral video.
A viral video out of it. I think that's what you're talking about, right?
Yeah.
Clearly
the
actors.
One they always try to do is they make the like a Karen lady.
Yes.
And who looks exactly like what you would imagine like a Karen would look like, and everybody is just like, it just is done in a way to make you think that it's real, but it's so
like, clearly fake. Yes. Like they're actors, but there's no joke in it.
They're
trying to make
it
look
go
real.
Viral.
Yes. And the text is like, woman gets blah, 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 blah. Like it pisses me off so much.
Sorry, Alicia.
No,
yes.
Listen.
Those videos suck.
Yes.
You're
Can
right.
Can I
you're
talk?
Right.
I did so many like back to school skits and shit. I get it. Like I probably.
No,
am
we could tell they were fake because saturation was high.
Exactly. No one glows like that. But I.
Ain't
that
no
is...
color that fruitful in real life.
Sorry for making you think school would be fun. It's something. It irks me. In a way that like is like bad. Like it makes me very upset.
No, I know.
Send every time you find one, send it
to me.
It
makes me
want to
like, I'm like, you're not funny.
There's like a few other scenarios that they do too that I see all the time.
Yeah, it's just so over exaggerated. Remy's like, what are y'all talking about?
The airplane ones have been like airplane ones, I'm sure I could see them being very popular right now. But it's crazy how popular, just like it's so popular to be. I'm on the plane like, where's... I want to see one. I never see weird shit on the fucking planes, ever. I want to see it.
It's so bad.
And it, you know what's crazy? Just like when it's happening, every phone is out.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
You know what also gets me? Is like all these AI animal videos. I'm like, oh my God, the polar bears are cuddling. And then I read the comments. It's like, this needs to say it's AI. I'm like, fuck again, it got me.
Oh, you believe the AI video?
Maybe not the polar bears cuddling. I got this one where it was the Amazon rainforest and it was the river and it droned out and they were like, 100 anacondas. And I was like, holy shit. I didn't know they did that. I was like, that's so cool. And then all of it's like, it needs to say AI. I was like, fuck, again. Okay.
But you know what? I've been seeing a lot of videos lately where it's a real video and comments are like, this. They need to say this is AI.
But okay, okay.
On real okay. videos too.
I need to show you this anaconda video because it looked so real.
Yeah.
My anaconda.
It's just so funny the times we're in. It's going to be in like 5 years where everything is going to be some sort of AI detail in a video
exactly.
that you're
really
watch.
Scary.
It's gonna be insane.
Okay.
Like I thought that was real. I thought that all of them gather in the water. I was like, whoa, what's going on?
Remy. just look at the anacondas.
I thought it was real.
Oh my God.
It kind of looks real.
Damn, Remy. It's, no, it's funny because she like probably looked at it quick, but it's
no,
when you
I stared
at
it and I was like, wow, I wonder if that's
she
like
sent
mating.
It to three people.
I know.
I almost did, but I read comments first now. That you think that looks fake?
Yeah. I mean, but hey, Remy, they're going to get better. You're just in like, you're kind of like in
know.
The boomer
Alicia,
era.
Alicia, does that look fake?
I need to stop watching these because that's why I keep getting them more. Oh, I don't like that.
No, just look close. Look close.
The AI videos are getting crazy good though.
They're about like
it looks Remy. Real. It looks real.
It's oh. but it's getting like again. It's getting close. So we're gonna start believing everything. Everything.
There's some
fake. I thought it looked real.
They're just the snakes. The snakes were like clearly AI.
They wiggled right? a little funny.
It's okay. Yeah. It's okay. It's okay. Yeah. No, AI is literally crazy.
And these kids are catching.
Okay, this
like
is the one that
this.
I saw. That one
they're
looks
catching
more real.
It immediately.
Me trying to save myself right now.
No, really. I swear.
I swear.
Right?
That one looks better.
I will say
Heath, right?
better.
When you're scrolling and you're not looking for it, like obviously he's looking right. for AI right now.
In a mix yes. of real videos and you come yeah. across mm-hmm. that, it'll take you for a second.
It looks better.
Have you that seen the ones where saw. Lately, I don't know what filter or thing it is, but it's like a cat will like scratch the owner's head and then
okay.
the
it's better. It's
head like
better.
Opens up into soup or some shit.
yes.
That's that.
I saw
opens
no.
into soup.
It's Alicia.
I hate those Alicia.
I saw one. It was a person had a weenie dog and went
it.
To like kiss the front of the weenie dog's mouth. And then it ended up putting its mouth over and biting the nose. I was like, oh my God, that's going to hurt. And then it ripped it off.
And then
it started
God.
Like chewing it.
And then you're
it,
like, why
like,
am I still watching?
Heath, those videos have become like,
yes.
What do you call it? Like it just.
Yes.
Videos like that a, like fuck it like it makes you so
it's
scared.
Like a jump scare, like a trigger.
Oh my
like
God,
a jump,
wait,
yes,
no.
it's a jump. Those videos are jump scares. I have to scroll fast. I'm like, ow.
I
can't
wasn't
watch
expecting it.
And to
you
be honest,
guys?
I feel like it's worse than remember when we were in middle school and it was like watch the.
I was
on
just
the road,
gonna
read
that
and
up.
It was like,
do you remember that one where it was the car down
yes,
the,
yes,
road,
the road?
And then boom.
That one is so yes. good. And I still watch the videos of parents doing it to kids.
What gets me every time? It happens. Well, it hasn't happened in a while, but every once in a while, you'll get the one where you're like looking at it,
yeah.
and it's
hate
the baseball,
it.
And then the ball
yes.
comes back, and it makes me jump every time.
You know what's worse? The spider one. I hate oh. it. Nope. They have a spider one, Alicia. And like those should be fucking illegal. Like, no, genuinely, those
See,
should be illegal.
But at least I can like be like, ha, whoever made this, like, you win that one. Like, you got
you
me.
You got me.
You know what I mean? But those damn airplane ones, I'm like, you are fooling nobody.
But you know what?
No, unfortunately, they are fooling.
I know.
They are
fooling and it's people. Definitely like reels and Facebook. Like my mom would be like, look at this. No, she wouldn't. But like,
oh, yeah. Those are getting every older person. They're sending
and they're
to all
sharing
their friends.
Them. Look at how rude these people are. See, this is what happens.
Wait, this is so crazy. And I need to fact check this, but I did see this, that apparently the Wall Street Journal just did an article. So this was a conspiracy theory for a long time that people are talking about, or just a theory. And then the Wall Street Journal just made an article about it, saying that if you have organ donor on your license, then let's say you get into an accident or like, you know, you're in critical condition, then they want to harvest your organs so they won't. Either they won't take as
won't
good of care as you, or they won't try as hard to save you to then have your organs.
My mom has, she doesn't like the fact that we're organ, sorry, mom, to her, because of that reason, she's like, I don't want people not saving you guys because it says you're an organ donor.
The Wall Street Journal just did a whole article about it though. Yeah. And it's apparently true.
That's insane.
I know.
Because they're like, oh, well, we could.
And you think you don't think everyone's like that, right? That works in that field, like they look at it and go,
not everybody,
you know, I can't imagine.
Well, I think not that they would just go, oh no, don't worry, but they might see, you know, if you're not in the best shape, right? If there is a lot of work to be done to save that person, if they knew, oh, we could benefit and save all of these other people because you were able to donate those organs. They might see it as we could save, you know, five other people who are needing help for this, as opposed to potentially not having you make it.
Yeah,
it could be like a, you know, up for debate, right?
Yeah, it is funny that it's just like right on your ID. Like, it can't wait till you're like at the hospital. Mm. Like, they look you up real quick. It's like right there. So when they find your body, you need to see the ID and it's right there.
I saw a comment on the TikTok that I was reading it about. And it said, like, I've never gotten a dirtier glare than at the DMV when I said no to being an organ donor. And the DMV person was like,
Why would the DMV fucking
It's like
care?
Asking if you want to donate. You want to round up?
Yeah. To like something with kids, and then you're it's like 3 cents, and it's just you feel like the shittiest person if
I
you don't.
Nope.
Ever since I found out that they donate and they get the tax write off,
they get the tax write off.
I stopped.
Yeah. I got asked to tip. This is so separate, but like it reminded me of when, you know, you go to like a self serve place, and then it's like they flip the screen to you, and it's asking you to tip them.
It's just gonna ask
you
a question.
Bad.
No, tell me up front.
Crazy.
We're asking for a tip. Don't. It's just gonna ask you a question. You know damn well what question it is. It's not a fucking questionnaire. It's not a Q&A.
I feel so embarrassed every time. Like, I feel bad saying no tip, obviously.
And then they spin it around. They could see.
Like, let's say I like went to. So I went to a grocery store yesterday, where I walked around the aisle. I picked up the grocery that I wanted, and then I brought it to the guy, and he checked me out, and he flipped it around, and there was a tip. At the grocery store.
At a grocery store, it's crazy.
Yeah. I don't think I've seen that.
I haven't seen grocery store. Yeah.
I thought you were about to say it said tipping at the self-checkout.
Well, but like, similarly, honestly. Yeah. And then I felt, but then you feel so bad. You're like, well, and they're standing right there looking
at you.
But you
know what?
Yeah.
Rejection
therapy. So I tipped 20%.
Remy, don't ever feel bad because they know that there's thousands of people like you that feel bad and is just going to press it. That's just how they make the money. That's how they make extra money.
I tested it the other day when I was at a coffee shop. Because I feel the pressure as well.
Yeah.
I checked out. I did the tip, whatever. And then I sat there and I watched everybody in line go behind me, screen flips. They all pressed no, 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 no.
Oh, you checked?
I wanted to see. I was like, am I the only one that feels like obligated or the pressure to like tip on something that was just so just transactional? Like there was no like nothing to it.
Yeah.
Versus like a service where,
right.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Literally like every single person behind me that I watched, because I was so curious, like nobody did.
That's good observation. I'm glad that you just decided, oh, you know what?
I'm needed
gonna
to test it.
Yeah. I just wish you could know it's actually going to like the workers. Like,
or
that's
how about
what
the workers get paid better?
Exactly.
That too.
I couldn't agree more. I hate that. And it pisses me off so much. That they're like, well, we only get paid like $4 an hour, and this is, we work for the tips. It's like, your employer is pocketing more money. Like, they should pay you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then you should be tipped on top of exactly. that for your service.
Yes. Exactly. Agreed. Agreed.
Exactly. Like, nobody should be relying on tips ever.
Exactly. They should have a legit, like, salary or a paycheck or, like, hourly rate.
And it's only like that here.
It's so bizarre.
I mean, this is the only country that, like, does that shit.
I was going to say, even in Japan, it's like, it's rude to tip because they're, A, paid and compensated fairly. And then also, it's like, no, I want to be doing my job well,
mm-hmm.
that like I don't like you don't need to do that. Like, yeah. I should be doing my job well. Like, the baseline is that my job, I do it well.
There's something like really positive about that, where they tipping is just rude there because everybody just wants to do their job, like at their
it's
best.
Like, no,
the
I'm
best
doing
they
this
can.
Because I want to help you,
but they're also definitely getting paid. Like,
are
I feel like they're being treated way better.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's so weird. I never really understood it.
My brother. He'd make so much money because he was a really good waiter,
mm-hmm.
but he was getting paid shit an hour. So he was getting all his money was coming from people that like him.
Was it like a restaurant where the food was more expensive?
He worked at, the last restaurant I remember your brother working at was
YOLO.
Yeah, that place was nice.
Yeah, he also worked at Cheesecake Factory.
Oh yeah.
He worked at that sister place, the sister restaurant to Cheesecake called something else. I forget.
She has a sister?
Like a sister restaurant. It was like a sister franchise. I forget what it's called. But it was really good.
They Old Spaghetti Factory?
They had great
California Pizza Kitchen?
Had great hummus.
Grand Lux Cafe?
Yes! That's it.
I've never heard of this.
It's so good. It's so good.
Oh my God, she looks delicious.
Very delicious.
Is she higher only, tier?
Is she only a Florida? Say,
I think it was higher tier.
She's at the Venetian in Vegas.
Ooh,
let's go.
I've never heard of that.
Okay, wait. If you had to work somewhere so you get the free like meal, where would it be?
Where would you work?
What was it?
I think I just love Cheesecake Factory.
No, I was gonna say that is a good one. That's
I think that's a good one.
And also, you could eat the different entire. Item every day and still not make it through that
You'd
menu.
Never get
exactly.
tired. Year. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Yeah.
By the time you start, they change the menu.
Yes.
I even had the meatloaf.
Wow.
I
fucking love meatloaf.
I had it because I was like, you know
me
what?
Too.
Romy.
Have you ever made it?
You know what? Actually, no, I haven't.
You should make it for us.
I would love to.
Meatloaf.
Yeah, my mom would make it. I've never made it.
And then you paint it in ketchup, right? That's how you
do it. I believe so. There's like a tomato paste kind of thing on the outside. Yeah, wait. I would love to make a meatloaf.
Or what about beef Wellington?
I've never tried, but I want to make
always
it.
I loved your little mini
that.
Ones at the wedding.
So good, right?
Insane.
So good.
Yeah.
There's something about that meat wrapped in a croissant.
It and I want to try the.
It's just like opened up. It's just like a layer of like a croissant,
it's
right?
It's puff pastry, I believe.
Puff, yes, puff. Oh, I love foods with puff pastry.
One, they do one. So I believe it's a like a loin. I believe it's is it a filet mignon? I assume it's like there's some
it's
soft
a nice,
cut
nice
of,
piece
meat,
of meat,
and I believe they roll the puff pastry out and they put like Dijon mustard, the meat. There might be other. I think there's other stuff in there. Like I think it's like minced sautéed mushrooms on top, and then they roll it in a regular sheet of puff pastry,
wow.
And then they do that lattice cut where they like net it over.
I'm literally salivating.
And then you egg wash it and then bake it.
I feel so like you could roll any meat with puff pastry and it would just taste delectable.
You know who I want to try is, well, Gordon Ramsay's like really known for it. And I heard his restaurant in Vegas does mm-hmm. it really
Have you
really,
been to
really
Hell's
well.
Kitchen?
No, but I've heard it's amazing.
So good.
Really?
He has another one really at the, good. At the, I think Caesars. It's called,
he's got so many.
The one with the butter chicken.
I think.
So good though.
So good. Oh
I would
God.
Work at. Olive Garden
Ooh.
For those breadsticks.
Really?
I love Olive Garden.
The breadsticks are really
I
good.
I only or go Maggiano's. For soup salad breadsticks.
So oh, good.
Zuppa Toscana?
It's unlimited.
Wait, guys, like let's go to Olive Garden.
Oh, the chicken and gnocchi is really good.
It's not that good.
No, take that back.
No,
okay.
Right now
okay,
it's
here's
not.
The thing. Also, it's so expensive.
It used to be better.
A plate of pasta is like $30.
No
Shut
way.
The fuck
I swear
up.
To God.
Do they still have unlimited soup salad breadsticks?
They do.
Okay. Oh, okay. So
but like a fettuccine alfredo, if you like add chicken or shrimp. It's like $29.95.
That's crazy.
It's ridiculous. And it's my.
What do they think? What do they think? They're Carrabba's?
Yeah. Is the quality up or something?
Because the quality's down. It's definitely down.
But oof, it's delicious, and I love Olive Garden.
It used to be fancy. I remember that shit.
Yes.
That
was fancy, we would go, baby. And it was like you just like someone graduated. It was Easter.
You wore your best outfit to Olive Garden.
You went to prom at Olive Garden.
Oh, yeah.
Walking in with khakis and a button.
Yes.
Yeah. And the couple that wanted to do, I think it was their engagement photos, and they didn't want to fly to Italy, or they couldn't fly to Italy, so they took photos outside of an Olive Garden. It looks like Tuscany. Gorgeous. Or Florence. Beautiful. I've like never looked at the outside of an Olive Garden. It's really beautiful.
I'm not kidding. You would have thought they were in like a winery like country or something like that. Truly. And I think Olive Garden did something for them afterward because it went viral. Everyone was like, oh my God. That's you don't funny. Need to go to Italy.
They gave him free Andy's candies.
I hope they did. Oh. And I'm not a mint and chocolate girl, but those mints, love.
Yo, we no should way. That's funny.
It's really.
But knowing that it's an Olive Garden, I see it.
Let me see it.
I see it now.
We should do like a little rendezvous. Oh my God, it's beautiful.
It's good.
Stunning.
Olive Garden.
Cheesecake.
No. It's in that plaza. What's the other one? Krispy Kreme's there.
You talking about in Burbank?
Oh, in Burbank.
Yeah.
Oh.
What else?
The Walmart's there.
No. What's up? Outback. They have Outback there.
Oh, don't get me started.
I don't know if I'm an Outback girl.
And then they.
Bloomin' Onion?
Anyways, like I was saying.
I don't think I had one growing up, so I don't think I've been.
Outback?
I remember. You know what I fucking love? A Red Lobster.
That's their biscuits. Oh,
that's the only thing they got going for them.
No,
that's it. That's the only thing they have.
No,
I never really ate there as a kid.
The endless shrimp.
Their popcorn
the
shrimp.
All you can eat shrimp.
And their little lobsters that you wanted to set free.
Be free.
Do they still? I think they shut down a lot of Red Lobsters.
They also took them out of the grocery stores. You can't go look at the lobsters in the tank anymore.
They did.
Wait, what restaurant would you guys eat at?
Lazy Dog.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
That's
all Lazy
very
Dog.
Good. Yeah,
that's
it.
What
about
it do you like so much?
Everything.
Really?
Have you been to Lazy Dog?
Yeah, I think it's fine. I haven't left being like, wow, that was an incredible experience.
Really?
Except when I get Daisy like the chicken and rice. She loves
it. For the price and the variety and the quality.
And the vibe.
There is nothing that beats it.
I disagree.
Really?
I think the food is incredibly mediocre.
Incredibly
that's
beautifully
pretty,
mediocre.
That's
what are you
crazy.
Ordering?
That's crazy. That's crazy coming from a $30 pasta plate from Olive Garden.
I'm not saying it's good. I'm saying it's also fine.
It's crazy, we're gonna
fight right before you leave.
I gotta talk to my therapist.
You need some space.
Yeah.
Coming from a chef is crazy.
So we're doing it for the table, right?
Okay.
Crispy deviled eggs with candied bacon on top.
That sounds good.
Their Brussels sprouts are amazing. We usually throw those.
Their chips with the queso?
Chips and queso are banging. We also do
what kind of queso?
It's
queso blanco?
No, it's yellow.
No, it's got like a bunch of different kinds, and then it's kind of spicy.
Okay. For meat in it?
I don't believe there's meat in it.
You know what? It feels like there's meat in it.
It's got chunky cheese in it too.
Are you sure? Mm-hmm. I thought it was ground beef.
It might be a queso fundido.
You're thinking of Chili's.
Chili's does have beef in the queso. That's a queso fundido.
Oh my God.
I got you.
That was so chunky of you. That was hot. That was hot. That was the sexiest thing I've ever seen.
Oh my god. Okay. Continue.
We're doing two orders of the bacon candy.
Mm.
Okay.
Ciao.
Mm. Chicken lollipops that are pretty good too.
Chicken lollipops. But
I'm gonna be honest. Well, I've never tried any of that.
They just got rid of one of my favorite appetizers. It was their goat cheese and pepper jelly.
Ew. No.
I love goat cheese and pepper jelly. Eat yourself. So me.
Then we do. Usually, Mariah and I will split the chicken dinner.
Ooh.
So it's a like a crispy breaded like a chicken breast, and it's got spinach on the side, mashed potatoes, and then it's got like a drizzle of gravy and honey. It's amazing. Or I do the peanut butter jelly burger.
If one of you right now is not using this sound on a TikTok when you're at Lazy Dog,
I'm gonna do that.
And getting everything that's being said right
now. Let's do that for a Patreon. That's funny.
I need somebody to do it and use the sound and post it on TikTok.
I'm going tomorrow.
Are you really?
It's all my dad wants. He's like, are we going to Lazy Dog or not?
He deserves it. He fell.
I'm going to be so honest. I have not tried any of that, and I might have misjudged Lazy Dog.
I want to go with you, and I want to watch you tell me that it's not the best. I want to watch you, because you won't
the
be able
best
to.
The best is pretty crazy, but okay.
It's really, really good. It's really, okay. really good.
This comes from Zane, too.
Okay.
Let's be for real. Like, and again, for the price, it's just pretty wild.
I will be honest. I promise. The candied bacon is.
Is that what we ate after? Oh no, that was.
We've never been to Lazy Dog together.
Portillo's.
After
our traumatic.
We're talking about like still having $6 appetizers. Like that's the price point where I'm like, yeah, we'll have a starter. Because
starters,
most of these restaurants, you're looking at appetizers that are $17.
Yeah,
it's
but
like,
if you're working there, it's free.
I was going to ask you a question too. I've been seeing on TikTok a lot, like either come from an appetizer and soda at dinner family, or you're just an entree family.
No appetizer, all appetizers.
No appetizers.
All appetizers too.
Yeah, all appetizers.
We were not allowed. It was absolutely unheard of.
Only entree,
unless it was free chips and salsa from Jose's
or Chili's.
But my parents also felt guilty, so we would order sodas. Because they didn't want them thinking we weren't going to tip good. So we would do sodas. Because they felt really funny about being like just all waters.
Really?
They felt like they were like, we should.
They're going to drink the water and dash.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Drink water and dash.
That's given like a water cup when you put the soda.
I did that all the time. I felt so bad.
No, you didn't.
You're right. I did. I would do it at Chipotle a lot.
Oh my God.
Oh, people would always put the lemonade. That was always a thing, right? They'd get a
water. No, but I would do it like I accidentally hit it on accident. Like I'm doing the water and that.
Just a little flavor squirt.
But you have to do a light soda. So either a Sprite.
Yeah.
Lemonade. You got to keep it clear.
No babies.
But now they give you them small cups.
You're making me hungry. Yeah.
Oh, where was I? We were in Thailand, and I was like, "Oh, just water." They gave me a cup. It was this big. I swear to God, it was this big. It's a little plastic cup.
You know when you're so thirsty and you just like keep drinking. You're standing at the
refilling. Honestly, I was trying to think of like a place I would love, and I definitely love family style. And then I couldn't think, and then I was gonna steal your answer of Olive Garden. And then I was trying to think of something different.
I can share with you.
We can share. I also have a Yard House because they have love like all the little.
House.
I love
Yard
I
House
love,
is good.
I love
that is a fun one.
Mm-hmm. You know what I also love? Can I change my answer so you can have Olive Garden?
Okay. Yeah.
BJ's.
Oh, the buffalo.
The Zuki. The Pazuki.
Yep.
I love BJ's.
I haven't been there.
BJ's is doing appetizers and happy hour.
Their pizza.
Yes.
The barbecue pizza and then the buffalo.
BJ's has root beer glazed boneless wings.
Oh, we've talked about the root beer. Yes.
That is actually wild.
They got a good spinach dip too.
What's spinach dip made out of again?
Spinach.
And what?
It's mayonnaise, kind of like a creamy
cheese.
I never ate spinach dip because I was scared there was like a Gouda cheese in it or goat cheese.
My favorite Gouda.
So, it's usually there's Parmesan, mozzarella. I mean every recipe.
It's usually
different.
Spinach and cheese.
I've never been the
biggest. I make a kick ass spinach.
You make a great one. I've never been the biggest spinach dip person.
You don't like spinach?
I like it.
Have you guys been to Islands? I just went to Islands this weekend. I love Islands and they have great spinach dip.
I think I've been there once.
I love an Island.
Wait, the one on Ventura?
No.
They got the best fries.
They do. They taste like In-N-Out fries, but thicker.
Really good.
Do you guys like the In-N-Out fries?
Love.
That's a big controversial topic.
Okay. It's
If they're hot and fresh,
they get cold.
I need to eat it immediately. I need to eat it immediately. Yeah,
but that's fine. You can tell they're healthier.
You can.
They're fresh. You can tell they're fresh. They come straight from a potato. Like, no question.
From a potato.
Mm. I love when we talk about food.
Yeah, no. I.
What are we all getting after this right now?
I already ate, unfortunately.
I love talking about food.
I kind of wanted to get Korean spicy rice cakes. Those ones that I had at the wedding. So
damn. Yes, that sounds really good right now. Actually.
I'm hungry
Wait,
now.
Wait, you know what I'm excited? When we come visit you guys in Nashville, like you guys finding your hometown spot.
Our new spots. Yes.
And then we'll go there and you can show us. Do they have a lazy dog in Nashville? Have you looked it up yet?
I looked it up. They don't.
Yeah, but franchise. You'll find something.
Have you considered franchising?
I've talked to Zane. That would be the one spot I would like to open a location.
They'll do so well.
I would love to open, walk in it.
Lazy dog junior.
It's like so crazy to me though, because their whole shtick is you can bring your dog, so you would think they'd focus less on the food and just focus on the fact that you can bring your dog.
No, that's just a detail. It's a little bonus.
I love that you love it so much and you don't have a dog.
But you could be a member and you could like get dogs.
They do TV dinners.
For the dogs, right?
No, for people. You.
Oh.
You TV can dinners. Walk out with TV dinners.
Have you done it?
Yeah.
Is it good?
The chicken pot pie.
I love a chicken pot pie.
Like it was good quality, good?
Dane.
Wow.
Insane.
And then right after we'd go to Cold Stone.
Mm. Oh, I love Cold Stone.
I mean, I gotta try the Nutter Butter ice cream and their Oreo melt, the Oreo, I can't believe the two that they promoted. Are you kidding me?
No, that was wild.
I'm gonna postmate that at some point this
week. Did you tell the listeners yet?
What?
What, the two they're promoting?
Oh, the Nutter Butter ice cream and the Oreo, what was it? The Oreo birthday cake or some shit?
Not to brag, but I got the early DQ fall menu, and DQ? You're going to love it.
DQ way better than Cold Stone. DQ is number one.
DQ is number one.
I got to go back to one. I got to go back to one. And
and then you get lucky if you come across one that's got the food, too.
Grill and Chill?
I think I need a full experience.
Because you've never been to a DQ?
I've been to a DQ in Florida a long time ago here, but I think I need to just pay attention and try it.
I'll take you.
Yeah.
That's the best.
You can come with me to shoot my August content.
Your August content. Remy's like, you can be in all 11 of my videos.
Zane's never been to Dairy Queen before, so let's take him out.
Let's take my friend to Dairy Queen for the first time.
Get ready with me and Zane as we go to Dairy Queen.
It's an 11-part series.
We haven't even made it into the store yet, and we're on video 6. Finally walking in. We're so excited.
No, it really is so good, though. It really is.
I know they have the dipped. Do they have the dipped?
The dipped. And they have different flavors seasonally. The confetti cake dipped cone.
They have a confetti dip?
Yeah, so it was it was insane. It was a summer special. I wonder if it's going on right now.
They have a...
Mm-hmm.
he likes it dipped.
Wait, I have to show you this, actually.
Cake crunch. And I don't think you understand what this is.
Is it kind of like the Wiener Schnitzel one?
It's, you know, you've had ice cream cake. The little crunchy layer that's in the middle of ice cream cake. Those little crumbles.
Yes.
Cake crunch. You can get it in a blizzard.
It's so good.
There's something different about their ice cream texture.
Oh, and you know what I've seen people do now that I want to get? You order your blizzard and get whatever you want in it. And then you ask for a side cup of the dipping chocolate.
Okay.
So each bite of your blizzard, you scoop it and you dip it and you let it freeze. And you have a little bite of magic shell in every bite.
I want this right
now. You just bring your own magic shell.
Yeah. I love magic shell.
I would do triple coats. I'd let it freeze. Too. Do it again.
Where it was so thick it wouldn't even harden.
Do it again.
I'd make
my own chocolate bar pretty much. It's a whole nother dessert.
It's just chocolate and oil. Isn't that crazy?
That's so gross.
You can make your own.
Really?
Because oil.
That's why you just shake it so well to
no way.
Get it all. Yeah, emulsify it again. And so, you can make your own.
Ooh, wow. Imagine them ingredients.
Oh, well, the actual magic shell ones. But I think you can do your own with just chocolate and coconut oil.
Really?
Put that together. You should try.
Because it solidifies when it's cold.
Yeah, you should try that.
Damn.
Wow.
I'm gonna go do it now.
Yeah, I'm literally I'm shaking and salivating.
I'm ready to go to Lazy Dog. What dessert do you get?
Okay, so
I forget what desserts they have.
They have a butter cake with this kind of fruit. I'm not big into a white cake with fruit, but it's a strawberry kind of like filling, and it like drizzles on it, but it's dense and it's really good.
Okay.
And then they also have a really good brownie sundae.
Yum. That's got my name all over
it. I love a butter cake.
Well, check out our Patreon because we're going to Lazy Dog.
Yeah.
Apparently we're going.
We should do a whole full mukbang at Lazy Dog. That's 100%. Amazing. That's actually a really good video idea.
Patreon.com/basicallyunfiltered.
Wait, before he leaves, we're going to see him film a mukbang from Lazy Dog before he moves.
Do it.
I really want to.
We do it when he leaves and post it.
You wouldn't dare. Imagine? You wouldn't. I'd be really upset. Okay, please don't. Please don't let them.
Don't worry. We'll AI you in it. All right.
Patreon.com/basicallyunfiltered. Go subscribe. We love you so much. Thank you so much.
And we love you guys.
Bye, guys. If you miss the end, comment.
Bye, guys.
We'll
I love you.
Comment the ice cream cone.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
No, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.